Now we're going to get straight into it, and this morning we're speaking to Rebecca Ring from the Red Cross Australia. Now, Rebecca, I believe that the Red Cross has been put into action already.
We have, Sian. We've got some amazing local volunteers in Carnarvon who have been at the evacuation centre providing support to the evacuees there. So we've got about four that were there yesterday, and we've got a further teams coming in today, and what they're doing is really they're registering the details of the evacuees and also providing them with general kind of emotional support.
It is going to be one of those situations where people feel their emotions going up and down all the time. When the Red Cross gets involved in a situation like this, what are some of the things people find themselves going through?
So it's a wide range of things, and it's pretty amazing the kind of the differences in how people respond to these kind of events. Often they might be finding themselves feeling like, how did this happen to me? A lot of the time people may well be feeling, that they're actually coping quite well, and most people do generally cope quite well with these situations. Sometimes they might be feeling quite helpless. They might be feeling potentially a bit of fear. They might be feeling a bit of guilt. But often people will also be coping very well.
And Rebecca, I believe that you've set up a register for those people in the evacuation centres. Tell us rather, what does that actually mean?
Sure. So what we do is we register people along with the Department for Child Protection, who are in charge of the centre there. We register their details on forms. They then get sent through to Perth, where we put them into a central database. What we will be opening later today is a phone line. So for family and friends around the country who might be worried about people in the area and they can't get in contact with them, they can then give us a call and we can match up their inquiry with those registrations from the evacuation centre.
And do you find that usually gives families and friends that are in other parts of the country a sense of relief?
It definitely does. And it's really, with these kinds of events, it's not just the people in that affected area that are affected. It's their family and friends. It's the broader community. It's the broader state and country.
So what will that number be, Rebecca, and what time will the lines open?
I don't have that number at the moment, but they will be open within the next couple of hours, and that number will be put out through media releases once that's open.
Great. Thanks very much, Rebecca.